elevate your summer with Osea's best-selling body care set. It's everything you need for radiant summer skin on the go. Featuring travel sizes of Osea's clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral skincare, like their best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Right now, you can get the bestseller's body care set, a $78 value, 33% off. And use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at oceamalibu.com, code SUMMER.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Drinking Bros.
Hello.
Boy, what a tough one. What a tough one, huh, kids?
It's a great day to be alive.
I mean, yeah. American. Shit, is this our New Year's? Is this our last episode before New Year's?
Well, it's our last one of 2016. And, you know, everybody who's listened to the show, yesterday, knows we talked about Princess Leia resting in peace now. But for her mom to die the next day, holy shit. Holy shit.
I think she was quoted saying, like, the pain of losing her daughter was too much and she wants to be with her. I don't know if that's a fake quote because I didn't look it up.
It's true. She was with her son.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So it's Debbie Reynolds, by the way, who was, more famous than Carrie Fisher. She's done, you know, Singing in the Rain, like the old school shit. Like,
right,
she was one of the OG Hollywood movie stars. Lost her first husband. Elizabeth Taylor took her first husband. Like, you remember those stories back in the day where you were like, oh, what the fuck? These tawdry affairs. Like, that's how old this extends. And they were best friends.
I feel like that's some Notebook shit. Like, how strong is their love? Like, let's die together.
I was thinking of you when that happened. Oh, I was like, dude, Matt, your fascination with the Notebook. This is like real shit.
I love the Notebook. At me, bro.
So do I.
You know?
So when I saw this yesterday that she went to the hospital, I was like, I literally thought to myself, I was like, there's no way she's going to die. I got home and told my wife, I was like, dude, did you hear that Debbie Reynolds is in the hospital? Like an hour they were planning the funeral. She was like,
listen, the benefit of that dying today or yesterday rather than like March of 17 means she didn't have to file taxes.
Yeah,
for 2016.
That's true.
That's a plus.
She didn't have to file taxes. She didn't have to do anything for her daughter's funeral.
Right.
But
if I died in Q4 rather than like Q1 where like I had to like pay taxes,
yeah, so
I would rather just not even have to deal
about
with
that for 3 quarters.
I didn't want to deal with that.
God. I think you guys are forgetting about something. You're forgetting about the good old Obamacare estate tax that they're going to hit you with. That's 11%. So
true.
So her daughter
is that. Where does that come in?
Her daughter, I think that started in 2011, he started that. But the thing is, like, because all that money is going to the daughter now. That's 22% that daughter just lost. Along with your mom and your grandma, you just lost 22% of that fortune. But I don't get emotional or like look at the world. I think we all view the world the same way where you're not really choked up or touched by too much anymore. But this one, I was just like, oh my God, there's no way you die the day after your daughter dies on accident.
Listen, Ross, the unfortunate brightness in life is mortality, okay?
You're because... choked up? I mean, I could give two shits.
Look, man, that I think, and here's why. The importance of celebrities is, look, it's bullshit, and it totally is. It is what it is to different people. But if you're going to send people down a spiral of, like, looking over their shoulder, I mean, somebody started a GoFundMe for Betty White yesterday.
Oh, God, for what?
To keep her alive for 3 days. They want to put doctors in a room with her, make sure she makes it out of 2016.
That's so
stupid. It started off as a joke. It got really funny. And then all of a sudden, Debbie Reynolds died. People were like, wait, what?
We need to keep Betty White.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Betty White's legit. Like, we want the shitty celebrities to die, you know?
I know. That's I you know, Lena Dunham, where you at?
Yeah, Michael Moore.
Yeah, I was just saying, can Michael Moore and Lena Dunham, like, die in a bed together?
That dude's like 700 pounds.
Bergdahl.
I know, right?
Go Bergdahl.
Yeah.
He gave diabetes. That's how fat that motherfucker is. I don't even know if that's possible.
Did Bo Bergdahl request a sex change yet? Isn't that a thing? Like when you're in the army, and you get arrested.
Trouble.
Yeah. It's like I'm gonna be a girl. The girl in me didn't commit the crime.
Oh my
maybe that's
the maybe that's the thing.
Yeah. No. Blake Manning committed the crime.
Yeah.
Chelsea Manning did.
Right.
Is that his name, Blake?
Matt killed that guy, but Maddie did not. Maddie's a sweetheart.
She's not violent.
And Maddie likes to get bored out.
I wonder if that'll ever be written into law eventually, like. If you choose to identify as a different person in a different sex, if you can, you know, just relinquish all your crimes.
It'll be written into a law, all right. A Sharia
law. Can I get a new
Soch?
I need a new Soch.
Ross, can I get a new Soch, please? I'm no longer Jared Taylor.
Yeah, he needs a new social security.
I'm Justine Soch. Hot Dog.
I like that. Is that the street term for it? I need a new Soch,
I need
dog.
A new Soch, dog.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. You need a new Soch. Well, with that, well,
yeah, it's like a okay. I'll leave that alone. Yeah. Go for it.
We'll come back to it because we got a lot to hit today after what you sent
me
this morning. Holy shit! This is gonna be an awesome show. First up, we got some sponsors who pay for this whole fucking stink ass donkey to be on the air. First up. Most importantly, we got a little StrikeForceEnergy.com. Call in the StrikeForce kids. It's the tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch of energy. You don't need a can anymore. Kick the fucking can. Throw the can out the window.
Yeah.
Get rid of the cans. StrikeForce Energy will take care of all your energy needs. It is better than 5-Hour Energy. It is better than Red Bull. It is better than every energy product on the market. They've also got new flavors. They got lemon, grape, and a special one coming out in the spring to go with the flavor.
It's called hot dog.
Yep. They got a little hot dog juice coming out in the spring.
Hot dogs.
Hot dog Strike Force.
Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. They ship everywhere in the entire world. They have a subscription of the month, which we all have. Plus, they've got a bottle that squirts out 100 jams right in your fucking drink, dude. Anywhere you're going.
Jams.
Big fan of StrikeForceEnergy.com.
Could you imagine if you're like Peter North and you came 100 ropes worth of semen? That would be a lot.
I think that's achieving nirvana.
Yeah.
In nirvana?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, because that's like 12 minutes of fucking
coming.
Orgasm.
Really is it? Is. No. Can someone write that in? How long would 100 ropes take? Because it's like when you 1, 2, 3, 4,
I mean,
5.
So let's say 3 seconds per.
Yeah. Three seconds per. We'll get right back to the sponsor.
So 300 seconds.
300 seconds, which is what? Fucking horrible at math. Like 4 minutes or something?
Yeah, maybe.
A little over 4 minutes.
Oh boy, yeah. There's a video circulating. There's a video circulating on the internet that will have this answer. We'll jam through the sponsors and we'll get to it. But StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off forever, the rest of your lives. Next up, we got CarnivoreClub.co. Loving the CarnivoreClub.co. Look, kids, it's the finest, tastiest meats in the entire world. They scour the earth for the best meats. They've got, you know, spicy spreadable pork, salami. They've got rare goat from India. They have unfucked ISIS goats. That's super rare. super rare that they ship in from Syria.
I like that.
They are really good.
It's rare.
Yeah,
it's really rare.
You can get a goat. You can get an unfucked ISIS goat leg in your box if you request it.
What?
Go to carnivoreclub.co. Type in the promo code MANUP. You get 15% off. Once again, that's carnivoreclub.co. Type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros Drinkin' Bros and Man Up, and you get 15% off. Best meats in the world. They deliver right to your fucking door. It is a cured meat of the month club that will change your whole fucking life and existence. It'll also make you have better shits. If your shits were soupy before, this will make them harder.
Oh, it's like the opposite of a laxative. It like
soupy shits. Yeah. It's soupy shit.
It's like fiber one, you know?
Fuck yeah, it's fiber one. and look, if you have a hard time taking a shit, why don't you light up a cigar from warfightertobacco.com right on the toilet? Does that help? Oh, yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I guess the nicotine.
It would. It would go right through you.
Do you ever do the Jared Taylor challenge? It's you eat a fuck ton of Mexican and hot dogs at 10:23 p.m. and then at 06 a.m. you throw in a giant dip, drink three cups of coffee, and you smoke a Warfighter tobacco cigar and see how long you can hold your shit in.
Oh boy, I'd like to see those cheeks taped up too.
I actually had a Mexican dish yesterday with hot dogs in it.
No, you didn't.
That's a fucking lie.
It was a flauta. Yeah.
Are you that dude that likes like the Mexican recipes with hot dogs, like where it's budget?
Well, they had everything in it. Bro. There were jalapenos, cheese, an egg, and then hot dogs. It was called the Cubano.
Oh, boy.
He just requests hot dogs and his stuff.
Warfighter Tobacco does not support that diet habit.
Just saying it was delicious.
But
delicious.
Look, if you're having a celebration, if you're having a morning, if you're having just a hard dump out, go to warfightertobacco.com. Get yourself a cigar and celebrate all three phases of your life like that. They're 100%... combat veteran owned, made with Cuban seeds, hand rolled in the Dominican Republic by the tiniest little fingers. They ship everywhere. Rocco is a co-owner. They also have a Drinkin' Bros signature cigar that you can get that's got our logo on it. Type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros. You get 10% off of every order, and they have humidors now. Humidors and dope ass t-shirts. Big fan
Humidogs
of WarfighterTobacco.com. If they put a humidog on their humidor, they will sell the fuck out. I guarantee.
I got a humidog in a humidor.
Yeah, yeah. Next up, we got A Night She Cries While He Rides a Steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes. Oh, I missed that noise, Matthew. I really did.
You know, there was a thing on Drinking Bros where it's like, whose noise is better on Jared or mine?
I know.
You got voted up quite a bit.
You got some votes.
I feel like
Jared.
I've been half-assing
it. They said Matt's is more realistic. They said mine is funnier.
I need what's yours again?
Nay.
It's just Mr. Ed trying to
be nay. Okay.
Matt, little known fact about Matt Bess, you do some of the best sound effects in the biz, and that's a real thing.
Oh, thanks, Boo.
You did all the sound of. We can tell people now. You did all the sound effects for Range 15.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud that, you know, I got to sit in an ADR booth and make zombie fucking noises
for hours. Hours you did that.
Terrible.
But I can tell you this. Not only did you do that for hours, but as a director, you did not miss. It's really fucking hard to do ADR.
Well, I miss my own lines in ADR, but the noises I got. I was into it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you crushed every single... I mean, dude, we had fucking car crash noises, helicopter bumps, zombie noises, fucking sounds. I think you did literally almost every sound effect in the movie.
Maybe not that far, but it was fun.
It was close.
That's like the best.
I would say
that's the best part about making your own content and not having other directors, because you can just do what the fuck you want. We're like, we shouldn't pay someone to do this. Let's try to fucking do it ourselves.
Agreed.
Yeah. I know. But the natural joy on your face when you were making zombie kill noises, like, you enjoyed it. You were good at it.
I'm glad I got to be the female in your sex scene. That's my favorite, because it's like you fucked my voice.
Oh, you just crushed a lot of dreams overseas now.
it's not fun to watch that scene when you think about me moaning. It's real weird.
It is. And every time I see it, that's all I think, too, is that it's your voice.
Hello from the other slightly weird. Just slightly weird.
Yeah. Anyways, At Night She Cries While He Rides the Steeds, available in bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com, Audible.com, you name it. Last but not least, we got a little Black Rifle Coffee. Evan, why don't you tell us about it?
Black Rifle Coffee is a premium roast-to-order coffee company. We deliver the finest, freshest coffee right to your doorstep. We are a roast-to-order coffee company. We roast in Probitone German-built roasters, and those roasters, actually, that's the oldest coffee roasting company in the world. They were actually the first guys and the longest-lasting. So they brought that roaster to bear around the early 1800s, late 1700s. So no shit.
Yeah. It's a fucking history lesson on paper.
Yeah.
So we do have a coffee club. So it's a roast to order coffee club. You can get the promo code drinking or drinking bros.
Or hot dog.
20% off. Or you can use hot dog. And I hate to tell Jared, but that is a total fictional circumstance. There is no hot dog promo.
What? I gave a bunch of people that promo.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to build one. Just for shits and giggles.
But we are, you know, we're the legit coffee roasting company in this space. Starbucks doesn't even roast their own coffee anymore. So
No. And hey, Evan, I got an email about your company. I got a couple emails. So I got a couple questions for you. The K-Cups per month, do they come on the first of the month?
Yeah. They come whenever you establish your membership. So if you land in the store on the fucking third and you buy it, then that's when you get it every 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Or we've got plenty of time options. You can pause it for a while. You can change the dates from like every 2 weeks, every month, every 2 months. So you can fluctuate your time. But it starts on the day that you order, Ross.
All right. Last but not least, does that promo code work for the subscription, people ask me?
Your first order on the subscription, it does. So, but then it goes back to
standard subscription.
It goes standard
price.
Subscription price. The subscription is so low. We actually don't make any money on that first transaction. We actually lose a little bit. So,
gotcha.
The price on the membership are as low as we can get them. Especially after their January 1, USPS is hiking their prices again. That government subsidized entity. cute little guy.
So much
cute little guy. Hiking their prices again. Now, the great thing with the membership is you don't pay shipping. And shipping is like a big stiff horse cock right up your ass. I'll tell you that now. Which I don't really know. I don't know what that feels like. I'm just assuming that's something that I don't want to do.
Considering the average person, because there are people that are into bestiality and might find that attractive. True. Shipping is really never attractive.
It's like a 0.00001% of the population that might be into that.
I don't know. Maybe like, you go to Mexico pony shows. Like they get. I don't know. You know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you don't. Please. All right. Some people have written in there. There's your answers. Folks, and Matt, to go back to your 100 roping question. Special videos has been circulating the internet in the last 2 days about a guy who got in a car accident, slipped. He's got a herniated disc, and it causes him to have 100 orgasms a day.
A day, right?
Shut
I know.
The fuck up. Are you serious?
Yeah, I watched that and I looked into it a little bit. And is it real? Like,
can't tell. I can't tell. The first two watches, I thought it was fake, and then I watched it again. It was like when he just crumpled, and then he told the story about going to his father's funeral and trying to lay the roses on the grave, and then just getting he had 4 orgasms against the coffin. Then I was like, maybe it's fake, but
I
want to
know. It is. I mean, that is a great fucking prank if someone's fucking doing it. If not, like. You know, that's when you say, is too much of a good thing bad? Maybe it is. That guy that says orgasms are bad, 100 a day, that's brutal.
If you pull up that video, it's just him crumpling over and over again, just,
I think, like, my record's, like, 7 or 8 in a day, and that's even pushing it.
That's,
like, it's just, like,
incredible.
It's a job at that point,
I don't
you know?
Even know.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Of course you don't, Jared. Of course you don't. But yeah, when I saw that guy crying, because he was crying after one of the orgasms, he fell on the ground and was crying.
Right.
I was like, maybe this is real, like, or he's just really like a great actor faking tears.
I
don't know.
I think, is his dick hard when he comes, or is like the slip disc allow him to have like a prostate come where he's not necessarily hard?
So the article said that he gets over 40 erections a day.
40 erections
now
at 100 comes.
Annoying.
Yeah, the erection part, it would be the most annoying because remember when you're in like fucking whatever, seventh grade, and you're going through puberty or whatever, your dick's like always hard. That was just super annoying.
It was. Like, you're always trying to hide it.
You do like, you do the belt tuck.
Yeah, the belt tuck. Where you pulled up,
and but then it gets like 60% hard and starts to fall out of the belt, and now you're like, fuck.
You're like trying to push it around in class, and it's super annoying.
You don't know what it's like, girls, to have a boner in seventh grade. Like,
you know, come over here, take care of this.
You and your buddy are driving in like a, you know, a single pack truck with a bench seat, and you got like five guys in it, and one guy's on your lap, and you start to get a fucking Woody. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Oh,
we used to, sorry, bro. We used to all pile in a living room together and watch porn, and first person to get a boner got beat up.
Yeah, the first guy to get a boner got beat off. Yeah. That's what he misspoke in. For the first guy to get a boner got beat off.
There's like the people that play those games. What was it, like the cum cookie?
Everybody jacks off, and
the last person to come has to eat the cookie.
Yeah. The cracker that was going around. That's actually a huge tradition in hockey. It is. Hockey players are fucking disgusting.
Isn't it a Puerto Rico baseball team?
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Got jacked off. Yeah. That's a thing down there.
that was hockey, wasn't it?
No, that was baseball.
Yo, guys, come over to the house. It's Puerto Rican baseball night. What up, son?
I just imagine them just like, you're so gay. You're fucking gay.
It's not even like... They did it once, okay? That's kind of funny. But they did it three times.
No, once is not funny.
Why wouldn't that be funny?
It's not funny.
You just hold your buddy down and jerk him off once? That's kind of funny.
No, it's not. Nope, it's not funny.
No, hold on.
If you're both into it, that's funny. But, well, I don't know.
if I watched a pile of gays like do it to their buddy, that would be funny.
Yeah, but they're homosexuals, so they enjoy it.
That would be funny.
That's funny. Okay, sure.
Just a huge pile of gays.
That's just rape when you hold a dude down and jack him off.
Yeah, that's.
I mean,
that's
it's
rape.
It's comedy.
It's man rape.
It's comedy.
Man rape. It's
man rape.
Not comedy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's like.
Yo, bro, it'd be so funny if I was sucking this dog dick.
Yeah, what? Not. That's bestiality.
You're dark this morning.
That's
I like it.
Bestiality. That's not.
Oh dear.
That's not funny. That's not a joke.
Someone listening to the podcast at work just turned it off and was like, "Fuck, I'll have to listen to this on the way home."
We did.
Or somebody got fired. Right now.
I forgot what it was. Somebody went through the gate at a military base right as we said something so awful, and the guard was just like, "What are you listening to?"
and then you picked up another subscriber, right?
Yeah.
What do you listen to?
Hey, what is it? They just talked about sucking
actually,
dog's dick. What is it?
Probably an MP, and he was like, oh,
"MPs,
never mind. I'm not cool enough to listen to that podcast." I joined the army to arrest soldiers. Now get the fuck out of here.
I'm not saying MPs are bad, okay? Because I dated one for a little bit, but I did get.
What was his name?
God, I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
John Derek.
Her name was Constance, actually.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
What was her birth date and last name?
Nope, not going that. Nope.
Don't do it. Jared tried to find my high school girlfriend to no avail, by the way, the other day. So he will do it, Matt. He will do it.
No, I know. That's why I refuse. But I did get a speeding ticket in Balad. It was my fifth deployment as a Ranger. And I just got back from a mission. We got like in a firefight that night or whatever the case, but I was driving to go like to the pool or where it was in Balad back then. And I got pulled over in a speeding ticket for going 4 miles
an
hour
over. Air Force cop?
No, it was an army guy. But like the second he walked up, because I was in just like the plain OD thing with just basic black shirt or shorts and the Hilux, he's like, "Look, what, you don't have a license? You had those slips or whatever the fuck it was," and just immediately dickhead to me. I'm like, "Bro, I was going 4 miles over." Whatever.
Dude, that guy's out there right now.
Yeah.
You're a fucking cunt.
Thanks for the ticket.
I got one too. I did a California stop, California stop through a stop sign in.
Are they retarded?
It was Saddam International, but it was BIOP right over there at BIOP, and I was in a fucking low vis vehicle. It was in a Haji van, is what we called it.
Why did you even pull over?
Because, dude, you don't know what a fucking 18-year-old kid with a fucking firearm is capable of.
Yeah.
And in a California stopped, dude, you know, whoop, whoop, pulled me over. And I'm in full like man jams, like I've got an AK-47 on my lap, you know, or just to the side of me. But I've got like AT-4s. I've got a this fucking van was so badass, dude. We had like a sled thing that you could rip this thing out. It had a pendulum 30 cal on the back of it.
Oh shit.
It was nasty. Mm. Like it was so nasty because it looked like little regular Haji van that was like, oh god, and it would pack a fucking serious punch. Anyway, so I get pulled over. This kid comes up to the window. He's like, sorry, sir. I noticed you rolled through that stop sign. I was like, yeah, there's nobody coming, dude. You know, he's like, do you have any weapons in the car? I'm like, bro, I have like
all the weapons.
I have like 100 pounds of explosives in this fucking car. Like, what are you talking about? I have rockets in here. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I was just in the fucking Solder City like 20 minutes ago and I stopped by to get a fucking burrito, you know? And he was like, and I kind of got, you know, a little bit chippy with him. I'm like, I fucking laughed in his face. I was like, of course I got fucking guns in here, dude. Are you
why wouldn't
high?
I?
Like, here's my ID. And he's like, I don't know, Sergeant. I don't know if you noticed, but the war's over out there. And I'm like,
oh,
not according to the bullet holes just above the fucking my head in this this fucking vehicle. Not according to those little guys.
Like, what the wrong thing to say?
Yeah. And like, I was like, just give me a ticket, man, so I can get the fuck out of here. He's like, and he brought in support. So he brought in a number two.
Oh.
And they were circling the vehicle. I'm like, you guys, hold on. I'm an E6, you know, I'm like, I'm an E6, like, chill out, like, everybody calm down, I'm not a fucking Hodge, like, listen to the sound of my voice, I'm saying things like, dude, relax, I know I look scary,
Ricky Bobby.
I know I look scary,
but I have a CAC card that
but
says E6,
but I have E6. A CAC card, yeah, and, so anyway, they wrote me a ticket, I actually fictionalized the group. So I told them I was in 1st Battalion, 5th Group, and then I put them, I was at the RPC, the Royal Palace Compound. So I fictionalized an address and told them a different fucking AOP.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I was like, fuck this. You
know
what I mean?
Chain of command's not going to get this.
So 2 months later, I walk into this, into the RPC, and I was talking to one of the guys who is the support first sergeant, this SF guy, and he's like, what's your name? I was like, oh, my name's Evan Hafer. He's like, oh, I got something for you, motherfucker. And he walks back, gets that ticket, and fucking hands it to me. He's like, send this to your proper chain of command, asshole.
Oh, shit.
I was like, he was totally cool about it. He's like, I get, you know, here's your ticket. You
but
know?
Did you give your chain of command the ticket?
Oh, God, no. I fucking,
yeah, I ripped mine
I round filed that fucking thing. It's just like, if this thing chases me down, man, God, it's serendipity. We need to be found.
I was pulled over on Diamondback when I was in the back seat, and the junior Charlie of the ODA that I was with was driving, and then the Alpha was in the passenger seat. So an Air Force cop pulls him over, gives him a ticket for speeding 3 miles an hour over.
Oh, that makes sense.
And he goes, and the dude driving goes, his name's Chris. He's like, so what do I do with this? And the dude just cocky and cunty goes, you have to give it to your commander. And he goes, hey, Rob, I got a speeding ticket. And he goes, listen, Christopher, if you get 13 or 14 more of these, I'm going to be extremely upset. And the dude just huffed and puffed and went back to his vehicle.
I imagine that's a hard job. They're like, imagine if you're... That's,
I wouldn't do it. I don't care if a fucking E7 is saying, you're going to sit at this place and pull people over. I'd be like, nobody was speeding today. It's crazy. Every day I'm on that corner.
18-month deployment.
They know.
Nobody's
I mean, why? Why do I want to do paperwork?
No.
Number one, that's more work. Number two, you can just sleep in your car.
I like right. Revolves around sleeping hot dogs.
Yeah, like you have no job. Like, that is, there's no purpose to that.
Man,
you're enforcing traffic laws on a fob for no reason other than you're bored and you don't have a purpose in the
bro.
War. So, if you are one of those guys that fucking handed tickets out there, you had no purpose for the war. Just fucking,
what a dick.
Just fucking smash yourself in the head with a fucking Black Rifle coffee cup.
I'm not an asshole. I'm going to thank them for their service.
Whatever.
At least they fucking signed up, you know?
Fine. They get half. They get a half a thank you. You get thank.
Can you throw an S on there?
But it's separate.
It's separate. Thank
you get half a thing. If you gave fucking people tickets, You're an asshole.
God, you got riled up.
Wow. It's stupid. Yeah. It's a waste of time. It's fake work. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. They literally just gave people shit to do because they were there.
Yeah. Seer school work.
It's like,
I just have to pretend to get through
this. Was there any payment attached to this, Jared?
No.
No. You're supposed to get reprimanded by your chain of command, depending on what the fucking transgression is.
You get 40 of them, you lose your driving privileges on fucking
Oh, 40. Shit. 40.
No, seriously. Yeah, guys would lose their driving privileges. No shit. Like, it was so fucking ridiculous. Because we had guys, like, we had to start going through our own gate. So we had to build our own gate because we were getting so much shit through, like, going through fucking regular Joe land where. And I'm not saying regular Joe Land like in a derogatory way. I'm saying like an 18-year-old private on a gate doesn't understand why two bearded guys are getting out of a fucking level 7 BMW with fucking saws. they don't understand. It doesn't compute in their mind.
Right.
And it's like I got fucking drawed down on by more American Joes than Iraqis, to be honest with you. Like, God, everywhere we went, fucking Joe pointing guns at us. Like,
stop.
We're gonna kill you.
Bro,
like, whoa.
I've never
I am in the PX. Listen to me very carefully.
Listen to my voice.
I am in the PX. You're not outside the wire.
Easy,
buddy.
I need some dip and a monster.
I look strange, I know, but listen to the sound of my voice. Listen to these words. Dude,
they threw a dude in the brig. The Air Force cops threw a guy on the ODA I was with in the brig because he didn't have a gun to go in the PX. And when he yelled, "I guess I have to have a fucking gun to go shopping here," like they arrested him and put him in the fucking holding cell.
God, it's so awesome.
Like, this is the most worthless shit I've ever heard. And everybody I've ever heard the story about getting tickets in Iraq, it was always 3 to 4 miles an hour over. So it's not like, oh, dude, I was doing 35 over, like, in a near the chow hall.
I mean, I might have fabricated mine. I could have been going, like, 13 over, but who knows? It's still...
You're an asshole.
It's Iraq and in a Hilux. I'm not too worried about it.
Are we going to go down this rabbit hole? Like, are we going to do this right now? Because, like, I threatened to kill a chow call entry, like the chow hall in Talifar. I threatened to kill the fucking dude in the front, and they kicked me out of the chow hall. Actually, I had to run because the dude was like, I called the MPs. They're coming to arrest you for, you know, assault, basically.
Did you assault the guy?
He was an
though?
E4.
Dude.
Battery verbally. Would have been like, I assaulted him. I actually fucking, like he had a phone in his fucking hand, and I fucking beat the top, like, came in from the bottom, like, and fucking flipped it out of his hand. I'm hungry as shit. Like, we'd driven down fucking, I don't know, hundreds of fucking stupid miles. And it's fucking super stressful drive from Kirkuk to, no, not Telefar. What was,
Erbil?
No. South. So where was Saddam at? Where was his fucking stomping ground? Where was his old
Camp
fucking...
Victory?
So anyway, we drove like south, and we were stopping by to get fucking food because we're hungry as shit. And it's a shitty drive, man. Like, you're stressed the fuck out, and it's just nasty. So we pull in. It's late as fuck. We're getting mid-rats, basically. And and the dude is sitting there on his fucking phone, and I'm trying to get in to eat. Like, that's all I want to do. And I waited for like 2 minutes as I'm like, and then he's like, and then he turns around and he's like talking to some chick like we don't exist, like we're not there, right? I'm like, yo. You know, I start yelling. I'm like, yo, motherfucker, what are you thinking? Like, you know, like, what are you doing right now? He's like, who, why are you talking to me like that?
Can I get a burrito?
And I'm like, listen, specialist. And I launched into like a diatribe of fucking nastiness. I'm like, get off your fucking phone, stop flirting with this fucking bitch, and take my ID. And he's like, I don't need to do anything. And so I fucking flipped the shit out of his hand. I was like, how about we just beat the fuck out of you? How about you like that? And then, like, my buddy's like grabbing me by the fucking collar and like pulling me out. And he's like, oh, fuck, now we can't get anything to eat. Like, you're a fucking asshole, you know? And the kid's like, I'm going to fucking call the MPs. I'm like, call those fucking pussies. And anyway,
that shit happens more than you would suspect. Like, Ross, like, the drama that goes on overseas, like, on the FOB.
Dude,
the same thing happened with us. We got in late, was in Mosul, and my team leader at the time, they were trying to make him leave the chow hall because they had closed. And he was like, hey, I got 3 more minutes to eat my fucking food. Let me fucking eat my food. and then it was this black female.
What time do they typically close?
There's like chow hall hour. Who fucking knows? There's like there's four meals a day usually, but anyways, he gets kicked out of the chow hall. They're gonna call the MPs because he told this like black E5 to go fuck herself. Leave. Yeah. She calls the chain of command, and you know this. We had the ground force commander for regiment there was like a captain, so they had like a full bird that came in was like motherfucker. So he ended up pulling as an E5 ranger team leader. He had to pull chow hall. Gate entry, so he had to check all the ID cards. So you had all these.
Why
like,
did the command fucking leave him out to dry?
No, dude, the guys in regiment, like he was only a captain there, so he tried, but he's like, dude, there's a full bird gonna fucking fire me if I. So he pulled for a week, a ranger team leader standing there in like Gucci ass fucking
Shut
gear,
the fuck up.
All next to. So like when I came in, I'd be like, hey, Sergeant, he goes, get the fuck in the chow hall. Like, he was fucking pissed.
This guy wasn't going to let me in because I was in DCUs with Air Force stripes and I had the 82nd patch on my left shoulder. And he goes,
Stolen Valor.
TACPs since fucking 1984 have been authorized to wear Army patches on their uniform. And he's like, hey, Airman, where did you get that patch? I go, oh, it came free with these airborne wings. And he was like, oh, I don't think so. You can't just sew stuff on your uniform. I go, yeah, we're in Iraq.
Actually,
yeah, I think you can.
You just take needle and thread.
And I was arguing with him. He's like, well, you're not coming in here with a uniform like that. And I was like, and then right away, and a master sergeant walked by that was a TACP. I was like, oh, are you going to tell him too?
I'm gonna go get that. I'm gonna get an extra Gatorade today. I'm gonna get two.
I think I'll get a combat patch tomorrow. Fuck you.
That's the horrible part about the military. It's like when the wartime stuff starts going away, it gets more garrison. That's why I was like, I'm out, bro.
No, I think 2005 it was the worst. It was horrible. Initial invasion was over, and we were just starting
before the insurgency. Yeah, when the insurgency kicked off, it got better.
When we went for USO, everybody was just chill. It was like, God, we've been here for fucking 14 years. We don't care anymore.
Right.
Like,
right. True.
Don't give a fuck.
Like, it was so much more relaxed. Like, people were in civilian clothes. I mean, Kuwait, you could not walk around like you could when we were there back in 2005.
That is true.
It doesn't make any
sense.
There
was some mad unprofessionalism, too, when we were... Nick started calling me, first sergeant?
Yeah, no, sergeant first class.
Sergeant first class, because I'd probably be like an E7 promotable at this point.
Right. Balbashano?
Balbashano, because I was just seeing motherfuckers, and I was like, fucking blouse your boots, motherfucker. I was just like, it's the NCO in
me.
Nobody
just cares anymore.
No one cared.
Like, fuck it.
And he's like, wow, okay, sergeant first class. I'm like, shut up, Nick.
Dude. I got in fucking, or almost got in more like, fist fights during the invasion with Joe's like refuelers, just like refueling was a motherfucker because we had like one ODA, four gun trucks, and we were constantly looking for fuel. And they had these, they're called FARPs, like forward refuelment points. And you're driving around looking for fucking diesel, and then you'd pull in. If you didn't pull in the right way, these dudes just start fucking sweating you. And it's like, dude, we are in the middle of the desert. Like, there is nothing out here. This is a grid.
Give me the fucking
on
gas.
A GPS. And there is, like, nothing. There's, like, four fucking
I
fuel trucks.
This. You almost got in a fight at a fuel point.
I threw my helmet at the dude. I'm on the top of the 50. And my team leader, fucking awesome dude. So he's down below me. And we pulled in. It's the equivalent of like we drove in, we went right instead of left, but we still got to the place that we needed to go. Well, there's nobody coming out of their fucking tent to fuel the trucks. And we're like sitting here going, what the fuck are we supposed to do? So I jump down, I fire up the fucking truck because I'm like, I know how to fuel. This can't be fucking rocket surgery.
Right.
This dude comes stomping out and he is flaming mad. Like, yo, man, you can't be fucking doing this. Like, what the fuck? You guys got to pull out, pull back in. I'm like, and he's like going off. I'm going,
you're looking around
like what the fuck
in the middle of the desert.
He's just a complete asshole, and I'm like, yo, that's a fucking captain that you're talking to. Why don't you go ahead and fucking snap in there, E5? What the fuck, you know? And I start like dressing him down, and he doesn't fucking fix his attitude. I'm like, how about I just fucking climb down off here and beat your fucking head in? And he's like, what? And I threw my fucking helmet at him, and I started fucking charging him. And that was like a different time in my life. I was right. like, I was super fucking angry, super angry guy.
Very angry time, but we're through that.
We're through that.
This is a relationship, Jared's like, we're through it. It's okay, sweetheart. Breathe. Yeah. Count to 10. Breathe.
Yeah. So I punch pillows now. So anyway,
wait, you bite him or punch him?
No, I bite him, punch him, whatever. So a team leader is like 6'5". He played football for West Point. That's an exaggeration. He was 6'3" or something like that. So he's like, I'm just like, 5'7", I weigh like 150 pounds. He just like grabs me like nonchalant. And he's just like, just get the fuel, man. Like, don't fucking beat this dude up. And I'm like, all right. And that was like the first time, right? And then it was like three more altercations, like physical altercations, which like ended with me like ripping a dude off our truck because he was sitting on the truck on the back of the fuel can saying we couldn't go anywhere. It's like, and I go, watch me. If I can rip him down off the truck and put fucking diesel in our cans, because he wouldn't put cans in the jerry cans on the back of our trucks. Anyway, I'm super unprofessional. Evan was super unprofessional. E6.
I hope that there's like a tanker that's listening to this and like, you're that fucking
guy. Or the dude that gave me the ticket, or anybody.
What fucking really sent me through the roof, and I hope this guy understands, if he does listen to this, I hope you understand that the fucking key feature in this entire discourse was, he's like, who are you guys, MPs? I'm like, you see that fucking pirate jack spray painted on this fucking gun truck, motherfucker? MP? Fuck you, dude. What the fuck? Those are racing tires on this fucking truck. Who the fuck are you,
Jeez. Dude, I was walking. I had just left G2. Core like geospace where they have right. all the fucking great imagery. I was in there fucking helping some guys that were out at FOBS and stuff get bigger maps and everything, and I'm walking back to the Alpha Palace. I'm an E4, and this guy pulls up in a Humvee and he's like, hey, you know where building 352 is? And I stop. I'm like, dude, I don't know building numbers, so no, I'm sorry. He's like, all right, no big deal. Well, as soon as he says no big deal, this fucking F-250 is just honking behind him, like laying on the horn. And he's like, oh, I guess I gotta go. And he pulls out. So then I keep walking, and this dude pulls up on the car on the curb with the F-250, and he gets out, and it's a Marine, like first sergeant. He goes, hey, listen here, motherfucker. When you get out of a vehicle, you just get out and you walk. You don't sit there and talk to somebody. And I'm like, the fuck? What? What?
I was just walking, bro.
I just responded with, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, oh my God, dear first sergeant, you're an E4 in the Air Force. Why am I going to tell you to do something? And I go, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you, dude, but I'm just going to head to the palace. And he's like, I want to see your boss. And I was like, okay, I'll walk you to him. So he parks the truck, and I walk this guy in silence to the palace, which I have an F-16 pilot that's on a fucking AEF cycle. So he was just like, hey, you got to go sit in the core jock for 4 months. Like, you can't fly. You got to do this. And he's like, fuck. So he's grumpy. They called him Pappy. And I was like, hey, sir, he's a major. I was like, I don't know, this Marine first sergeant's like broken or something. I don't know what's wrong with him. Like,
he's
I was just walking, and somebody asked me directions, and he's screaming at me about getting out of trucks and stuff. And this dude is just, rah, 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 rah. The major just goes, don't worry about it. We'll have it handled. We'll have it handled. And he looks down at me. He's like, yeah, we'll find something for him to dig or something. And the dude just keeps walking away screaming. But it's just the stupidest, yes. like.
It was a bad day. It was a bad day for the Marine fuck? First sergeant. You know? Sometimes you have those bad days.
You do. You do.
Like that same pathway, like, I was carrying 3 boxes, like, full of radio rechargers. And I'm walking, and all these Air Force lieutenant colonels are walking by, and I say, hello, sirs. And then this
gentleman,
this dude,
that's
yeah, whatever. And what? This dude goes, oh, so you're just not going to salute? And I just look at my fucking hands, and I go, you guys fucking confuse me. And I just kept walking. What the fuck are you talking about?
I got shit in my hands.
Yeah.
Hang on. And just hold it for like,
you should have just 8 minutes. Thrown it on the ground violently and then saluted and just held the salute. Fucking yeah.
Starts you taking guys, off my blouse.
You guys confuse me.
Take my belt off and pull my pants take down. It. Like, take I'm ready it. For you to fuck me. I'm ready for you to fuck me.
You like that brown eye, motherfucker? Wink, wink, buddy. Come over put here this
and
in
just,
here.
Come over here and just fuck me.
That Air Force dude's crazy.
Oh, that fucking Air Force guy. He's like gay crazy.
Yeah. You know, this is what you... No, I wanted a salute. Hey, you wanted my asshole.
You want my you ass fucking my butthole. Get over here and fuck me. I'll give you a salute once
I'll
you're
give
done
you a
filling
salute.
Me. This is I want to be filled.
Yeah, salute that hard dick in my
ass. This is
ass.
One of 40 erections I get per day.
I want the female to watch.
Okay.
All right.
We're gonna reel this in now, Jared. You've gone,
yeah, let's reel it
you've
in.
You've gone off the deep end. I wanna tap into Evan. Was not calling.
Tap it. Tibbity tapperoo, yo.
We want to clarify this for the audience. You were not calling in a fire mission on the martial arts LARPing page. Is that's correct?
No, I don't care. I was just like, hey, let's have some fun with these fucking dudes, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
just
it's not a formal.
It. It's not
or,
like,
just,
hey, tank like, these guys.
Do what you
the,
want.
But
like,
explain the situation
yeah,
for the audience.
I'm lost on this.
Yeah. Oh, so... Well, what it was basically you've got like this faux martial artist, and I don't know what. Do you remember the name of the guy?
No,
I'll pull it up.
No.
I'll pull it up.
Like, wait, I don't even
want to plug
kid?
It. I don't want to plug it.
Yeah,
so,
it's like
so
it's like Rex.
Say the
it's
name.
Like just go to the Facebook page and take a look at it. Right, it's like Rex Kwon Do horse shit. And so Jeremy Horn, which everybody knows Jeremy Horn for he's, like here,
yeah, UFC legend.
He's a UFC legend. He's been in over fucking 200 fights. Like the dude just beats the fuck out of everybody. Like that's his thing. Well, he chimed in on this. He saw this video of this stupid fucking training where this guy's like slapping and like, yeah, it's just so stupid. It's like the guy stands there so that the attacker is like standing there with his fucking hands down on his sides, just like watching. And then this, you know, Rex Kwon Do guy fucking moves forward and then like starts doing some weird fucking neck chokes and slaps and throws him around. And it's like, of course, the guy's
not
standing there. Not doing anything. Like, I can go out and show you what I can do to a mannequin. That doesn't make me fucking badass.
True.
Like,
so what'd Jeremy say?
Jeremy chimes in. He's like, I can't fucking believe there are people still hawking this kind of horse shit on the internet. It's so bad. It's so fake. Like, they've never been in a fight. And so the company has all these, like, the guys have all these pictures, and they're just pictures, like, standing next to UFC guys, right? It's like, of course, you're not fucking training the dudes. It's just total horse shit. And all the guys are from, like, Belgium and Spain. And it's like, the last time a fucking dude, like, got in a fist fight in Spain? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
yeah, you
I'm not
can't
gonna
fight
take,
Italy.
I'm
you
not
can't
gonna,
fight. You can't hit
no,
somebody
yeah,
with a closed fist in Italy.
No, even if you
really?
Close
it's
your
against
fist.
Against the law.
If you
oh
close
God,
your fist
it's
in
against
Italy,
the law.
You can't even close it in anger.
If you get
it has
an altercation in Italy, you get two open-handed slaps.
That's
easy.
You're kidding.
I'm dead serious. My parents live there. My brother and sister graduated high school there. Yeah.
So what's charge? What are you charged with if you close fist?
Oh, you're charged with like brutal assault. You go to jail.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Dude, it's brutal. I mean, it's
so yeah. To say that you're an Italian fucking MMA
it's like
fighter.
Saying you're an Italian gunfighter. Right? Well, fuck yourself. Are you kidding me? God, get the fuck out of here.
Get like out of here.
This fucking show should be called Damage Control. Sorry, Italians,
sorry.
And sorry, fucking
yeah, well,
MPs.
Well, guess who? Yeah, guess totally who that right. Guy's connected to too? If you did the research.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not gonna say it. I know who he's. It's just like
it's all
fake,
the fake
it's
bullshit.
Fake. Horse shit. It's like, you know, you can see right through it. So if you're really into watching some Italian midget like shoot fast, you know, like
oh,
Does
it rhyme with instructor and zero?
Yeah. You know, like
yeah.
it's
hey, they're
it's,
giving a seminar in Vegas.
Oh, I can't wait.
Are you gonna go?
I'm gonna go. I need to learn the fucking art, the art of the carbine.
You know, I don't
from
even,
a fucking Italian.
I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I think what that kind of hatred stems from, it's like already the instruction, the training scars are just whatever, dude. But like, as an entertainment piece, whatever. But do you remember when we did How to Be Tactical? Someone right. posted it on his wall. Yeah. And he goes, oh, I've seen this guy. He's the t-shirt salesman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, like, I don't try to brag about anything that I fucking do. But like, I spent the last 10 years doing shit.
Yeah, guess what? Guess what we've done that you haven't? Been in a gunfight.
Yeah, like, no shit. Like, I've actually pulled the trigger, right? It's like, get the fuck out of here,
that's
man.
That's what you're relegated to. That's the t-shirt salesman.
But that's it's the same thing with like that fighting school shit. It's entertainment, which might look cool in camera, but it's not functional.
It's a circus act, Matthew. It is a circus act.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like, you are a circus sideshow.
That's
cool. You're the guy at the carnival that's doing all the fucking
tricks. Yeah, he's got little hands and smells like cabbage. I like the dude. I fucking like the dude, but you're not going to teach me how to fucking fuck my wife or whatever. Well, I don't have a wife, but
yeah,
you get the premise.
I do. Yeah, I do. And with that.
Like, he's not going to show me how to shoot a fucking 100 ropes of cum in her, you know?
No. You know what? I'll listen to a few guys on how on like how to fucking wield a rifle, right? I'll listen to a few guys that come from a few different countries, which would be like the NATO countries, and honestly, like the Russians are pretty fucking badass dudes.
Oh
like,
god. They fight a lot of people.
They still fight over there. You can still get in a fucking fist fight in Russia, and a motherfucker will kill you. He'll stomp your fucking head in. Like, I was taking a train a few years ago from Rome to Venice, and there were a group of guys, and there's a pregnant lady standing, and there are a bunch of guys sitting in one of the carts, and there are like four fucking Italian dudes that are all like wearing like super skinny jeans, And I'm furious because I'm like, I'm looking at these fucking Italian weirdos.
Snowflakes.
Like, snowflake fucking weirdos.
Snowflakes, bro.
They're all on there, and they're making this fucking Italian chick, like, stand, and she's pregnant. She's, like, 12 months pregnant, you know? She's, like, fucking huge. And I'm trying to speak in Italian, like, hey, get the fuck up, because I got up, right, and I'm like, I got up, and I'm on the same cart, and I'm like, get the fuck up and let this chick sit down. And they started fucking getting chippy, and I'm trying to like convey to them, I'm like, I'm not an Italian. I'll beat your fucking head in. Like, I'm not, you know, you guys playing a game over here with your fucking skinny jeans pants.
And they get
really loud, but no, I'll break your fucking nose. Like, it's going to be painful here. And they finally, like, I like told conveyed to the dude, like, I'm going to fucking beat your ass. And then he's like, whoa. Like, it was like yelling
a moment
was
of
okay.
realization. Yeah.
And then it finally sunk in, like, it's no, loud. I'm going to beat your ass. And he's like, whoa, holy shit. Like, you're actually going to get violent with me. I'm like, okay, I'll get up. Like, holy God, this guy's crazy. He's going to put his hands on me.
He's crazy.
But that was like, you know, one of the self realizations of like these European countries and the way that they've just castrated their entire fucking male population.
We have to be worried about it. Jared just said snowflake, and I don't know if you guys heard, but snowflake is like a term for like, what is it, like millennial liberals or something?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, because they think they're special and individual, and
they are.
They're no two alike.
But isn't using the term snowflake to one of these people offensive, as the whole world apparently is offensive?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
No, so.
Dude, my new favorite term is, you know who the fuck doesn't care if you're offended? Nature. Yeah, go fucking watch an African safari and watch a fucking hyena eat a gazelle's asshole out while it sits there and screams itself to death. And it's fucking children watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask that fucking gazelle if it's offended.
Yeah. Go
motherfucker.
Go watch the gazelle as the fucking lion eats all its babies.
Exactly.
Like babies, it's like ripping them apart.
There are people that are blaming the term snowflake on Trump supporters.
Oh God!
Are you serious?
Yeah, they say that it was engineered from Trump's campaign to alienate the fucking millennials.
Yeah, and he got it from the Russians. You know, like the fucking Snowden came up with fucking snowflake.
Yeah,
it was pushed through fucking WikiLeaks. And, you know, fuck it.
All,
you know,
all
God,
of all of just, it is Russia. And
Putin was the guy doing everything.
Yeah, exactly. I even yesterday with the Carrie Fisher thing, there was a couple of tweets that went out that everybody got all butthurt about. One was from Steve Martin. He pulled it down. He said that Carrie Fisher was a beautiful girl who blossomed into a very smart, intelligent, witty woman. People freaked out because they said,
what's wrong with that?
They freaked out because they said, oh, she was only beautiful when she was young, not old. This created a firestorm.
What?
He took down the tweet.
My God.
The other one was Cinnabon. Which I like this Cinnabon. We posted that on our Instagram. They ripped it down. They had, you know, Cinnabons on Princess Leia's head.
Princess Leia's head.
And they said, "You still have the most beautiful buns of all time." And it was really funny. I thought it was really clever.
It's an homage. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, it's an homage to like her classic, you know, her most classic role. They got
fucking relax.
I know
people.
They got forced to take that down, and people were like, "We're gonna boycott Cinnabon, you insensitive fuckers." I thought it was awesome.
All those snowflake motherfuckers are gonna be drinking their Starbucks and like, "Who wants a Cinnabon?" Oh, I saw that post, but whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Guess what? I can't wait because in the first week of probably January, no later than the second week, we'll have Liberal versus Gun Owner out, and it is going to offend the world, and I cannot wait.
That's awesome.
Bring the hatred. I'm going to be like fucking Leonardo DiCaprio on the Titanic, just fucking arms open.
Haters, let's
bring
go.
Bring the hate.
Bring the hate.
And it's a rap song, right, for the audience?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rap
battle.
It's a rap battle.
Good.
They love the rap battles.
Yes. The rap battles.
They do.
Let's get to the drinking bro of the week.
Yeah, you know what they love more than the rap battles is the drinking bro of the week.
All right. This week, the drinking bro of the week has been nominated from Cam Elliott, who is one of our drinking bros from Down Under. So the Australia chapter.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Right.
I would like to nominate Keith Cook as the drinking bro of the week. The reason I'd like to nominate him is because I have recently just moved 4,000 kilometers from Darwin to Sydney, and I'm currently in a house full of packing boxes and not much else. He rocked up to my door this morning with a bottle of LSW and 5 bags of BRCC offering to help. How the fuck did he get LSW to Australia?
Yeah, how did he get that?
I'm impressed.
I believe this is the spirit of DB that we have all come to love. Keith had only ever spoken to me via the DB page and DB Down Under in messages, yet today he drove over an hour just to bring me housewarming gifts. Bringing like-minded people together is what it's all about, and I think Keith deserves some recognition for his kind deeds.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Cheers to all the motherfucking drinking bros, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
Cheers to Keith Cook. Thank you, Cam Elliott, for sending that in. We greatly appreciate it. This flew by today. Fuck, this was a really fast show. Stick around for Monday's show. We're doing New Year's 2017 predictions. Predictions.
I want shit.
All of the predictions for the year from you kids. Who's gonna die? Who's gonna live? And what's gonna happen with fucking Trumpy Trump coming in 3 weeks? Thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to drinkingbrospodcast.com for all your t-shirt needs and France presses that Jared drinks out of for Ross Patterson, Mr. Matt Best, Jared Toddlers and Tiara Taylor and Evan Hafer. We are out of here. Good night, everyone.
We love you guys.
Good night.
See you next time.